Hey, Amy, did you know the Honda Dream Deal sales event is literally happening right now, where you can literally get great deals on certified pre-owned Hondas?
Literally? I don't trust that word anymore ever since my coworker Jerry told me he could literally eat 1,000 burritos.
Well, that's literally impossible, but there is literally a Honda Dream Deal sales event happening right now. And Honda is KBB.com's 2018 best value brand. Seriously.
Visit HondaCertified.com to find the Honda that's right for you. With 1.49% APR for well-qualified buyers on select models.
Based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, Nelson's out on the floor. Mountain Home getting their last second instructions from head coach Josh Fulcher. Now they come out and join the Raiders. It will be Matt Jones jumping center for Mountain Home. And I believe Nelson is going to have Cortez Hamilton. No, I'll take that pack. It's Jarquavius Kane to try to win the tip. So we're ready to get started. The ball is, they about jumped the gun. Now the ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by Nelson. They are moving left to right in this first half. Fulton into the front court for the Raiders. Mounts home in a man-to-man defense to start. Ball goes over on the right side to Campbell. He's going to drill toward the free throw line. Pull up for the jumper. No good. And Peters gets the rebound for Mountain Home. Bombers with their first possession of the night. Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court. Man-to-man defense for the Raiders. Ball goes over on the left side to Cruz. His pass to Jones knocked away and stolen by Nelson. First turnover against Mountain Home. And here comes Fulton back the other way. Drills up to the top. Now throws over on the left side to Campbell. Up top now it goes to Hamilton. Over on the right side to McFadden. McFadden's going to dribble down into the lane. Pull up for the jumper. No good. Peters gets another rebound, and back come the Bombers. Peters into the front court. Drills to the right wing. 7:08 left in this first quarter. Ball goes up top to Jones. Over on the left side to Benton. Benton takes the screen. The skip pass to Gilbert in the right corner. He's going to dribble out to the wing. Now drills to the elbow, throws it near the top to Jones. Over to Peters on the left side. Peters will take the screen, going into the lane, going up for the layup. Good, and Mount Holmes going to strike first. Colton Peters with his first 2 points of the night, 2-0. Mount Holmes on top. Back quickly, Fulton's going for the layup. His shot's blocked by Jones. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Nelson's basketball with 6:41 left to play in the first quarter. Hamilton will inbound it on the baseline for the Raiders. Throws it in the lane to McFadden. He gets the layup and the foul, and he draws a foul. So he will go to the line for the and-one situation with 6:39 left in the first quarter. The free throw for McFadden is up and in, so that's our first lead change of the night. And that foul was called on Luke Cruz, his first personal foul, team foul number one against Mount Home. Back on the Bombers, and now a foul called on. Now I'm not sure it was. Stoppage in play. For what reason, I don't know. I guess there was some up with the scoreboard. So Mount Home inbound on the sideline with 6:31 left as they trail 3-2. Inbound pass goes to Matt Jones in the lane by himself for the layup. Good. Matt Jones with his first 2 points. Second lead change as Mountain Home's up 4-3, 6:22 left in the first quarter. Here is Fulton throwing it over on the right side to McFadden. Now up top to Campbell. Over on the left side, it goes to Hamilton. Ball go down to Kane. He's going into lane, and he's going to step on the baseline. And that's going to be Nelson's first turnover of the night with 6:10 left to play in this first quarter. Mountain Home will get the ball back, leading 4-3. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert. It's a full court man for Nelson. Gilbert will walk it into the front court. Ball goes over on the left side to Peters. Throws it up top to Jones. Over to Benton on the right side. Now Gilbert has it there on the wing. Now Cruz has it up the top. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Hamilton. He's quickly back the other way for the Raiders. He throws it into the front court to Campbell. Now back to Hamilton. Now he'll give it to Fulton. Over on the right side, it goes to Campbell. Now McFadden's going into the lane. Now ball kicks it out on the left side. Hamilton goes up for the three. He can't get it. And the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. Here's Gilbert into the front court. Dangerous pass to Luke Cruz, but he does secure it. Now gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Campbell. He'll bring it back the other way for the Raiders. Campbell's going to dribble down into the lane, pull up at the elbow for the jumper. No good, and Peters gets his third rebound of the night. 4-3, Mountain Home with the ball in the lead. 5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Here is Gilbert with it now, between the circles. Drills over to the right side, finds Jones at the free throw line, tries to give it to a cutting Cruz. The ball's knocked away, ball's still loose, and now it's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to be Mountain Home's basketball on the possession arrow. 4:47 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home will keep it with a one-point lead. Jay Campbell's going to check out of the game as he's replaced by someone that's not on my roster. I'll try to figure out who that is in just a little bit. So 4:47 left to play in the first quarter. Finn Talon-Benton will inbound it to Matt Jones. He goes to into the lane, now kicks out to Cruz to the elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Jarquavius Kane. Kane will bring it into the front court, pulls up the right elbow, now throws up top to Fulton. Now he'll give it to the number 20, who's not on my roster. Now he's going to go into the lane and draw contact well before the shot attempt, so Melton will inbound it on the baseline with 4:26 left of the first quarter. Colton Peters went pick up his first personal foul, and a team foul number two against Melton. And Hamilton takes the pass and goes into the lane for the layup. Good. Third lead change of the night. Melton's up 5-4 with 4:16 left in the first quarter. Here's Gilbert dribbling to the left wing. Now goes down towards the corner. Finds Cruz on the low block. His shot was blocked by Melton. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Melton inbounding it with 4:10 left to play in the first quarter. Hunter Bashir is going to check in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Luke Cruz. Bashir's a 6-foot senior. Talon Benton will inbound it on the baseline. Throws up top to Gilbert. 5-4, Nelton leading it. Bashir gives it to Peters on the right side. Now top to Jones. Now Benton has it. Down to Bashir near the left corner. Now gives it to Gilbert. Over to Peters on the right side. Over to Benton. He has it near the corner. Now dribbles into the lane. Now kicks out to Peters in the left corner. Peters is going to drill toward the low block. Now gives out to Bashir. Bashir drills to the corner, pulls up for the jumper. No good. And Fulton gets the rebound. He's quickly back the other way. Ball goes down to Kane. He's going to pull up in the left corner for the jumper. It rolls around and goes in. Jarquavius Kane with his first 2 points of the night. 7-4. Melton leading Mountain Home. 3.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Here's Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Benton on the left side. Has the ball knocked away from him, and Melton's going to come up with a steal, and Mountain Home's going to be called for the foul as well. Talon Benton picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. 3:17 left to play in the first quarter, a 7-4 lead for Melton. Here's Hamilton with the ball. Now throws up top to Kane. Over on the left side, it goes to McFadden. Now going up top for the three-pointer was Kevin Fulton. His first 3 points of the night. 10-4, Nelton leading it. 2:50 left in the first quarter. Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Gilbert on the left in the left corner. He's going to dribble down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Bashir's on the wing. Up top, it goes to Benton. Benton will drill to the right side, 2:38 left in the first quarter. Benton will throw it up top to Bashir's. Over to Peters on the left side. He'll take the screen, dribble to the elbow, now throw it up top to Jones. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert takes the screen, now dribbles, throws up top to Bashir's. Bashir's dribbles to the right elbow, now gives up top to Gilbert. Gilbert will drill to the right side. Gilbert throws up top to Bashir's. Over to Peters on the left. Peters is going to pull up for the three-pointer, and good! Colton Peters with 5 points on the night. 10-7, Mountain Home trailing Melton with 2:06 left to play in the first quarter. Luke Cruz is going to check in for Mountain Home with the next available time. Melton with the ball. Ball goes over on the right. Well, tried to throw it over on the right side to Hamilton. He mishandles the pass. May have been a little bit wide. Ball goes out of bounds here on the near sideline, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball. 1:55 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home will get the ball back, trailing by three. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Cruz on the left wing. Now up top to Bashirs. Over to Peters on the right side. Peters going to dribble down into the lane. Going up for the layup shot was blocked. And Nelson's able to chase down the ball. That's Hamilton with it. He's quickly back the other way. Going into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Luke Cruz. Cruz will give it to Gilbert, who will bring it across the timeline. Less than a minute and a half left to play in the first quarter. Mounting on with the ball. Nelson leading 10-7. Gilbert into the front court. Gives it to Peters. Peters will dribble up to the top. Throws over to Gilbert in the left corner. Gilbert's going to drill to the wing, pull up for the jumper, off the glass and in. Wyatt Gilbert with his first 2 points of the night, and that knocks Nelson's lead back to a single point. 10-9 our score, 105 left to play in the first quarter. Fulton into the front court, now gives the ball to the number 20, who I'll try to figure out who that is in a little bit. Now ball goes over to Fulton on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good, and the rebound's controlled offensively by Nelson. And now going up for a layup, no good. And this time, Mount Home gets the rebound, and Mount Home will have the chance to get the lead back with 42 seconds left in the first quarter. 10-9, Nelson on top. Ball goes over to Cruz on the left wing. Up top to Bashirs, finds Jones in the lane. He's going up for the layup, no good. Gets to chase. Well, it looked like he had his own rebound for a moment, but he couldn't control it. And Nelson comes up with the basketball. Over here's Fulton with it on the left wing. He's going to dribble down towards the low block. Now kicks out to Hamilton in the left corner. His three-pointer rolls around and goes in. Cortez Hamilton with 5 points. 11 seconds left. Here's Gilbert going back the other way. Mounts on with one more chance to try to get a shot off. Gilbert will give it to Bashirs up top to Cruz. Cruz will try for the three. Hit the buzzer. In and out. No good. And that's the way this first quarter is going to end. 8 minutes are in the books. Our score, Nelson leading Mountain Home 13-9. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing, continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.